prayers each and every night. She looks up at me like she has just thought of another list of chores for me to do. Toby, almost forgot about your mom. How'd she shake out? I don't even hesitate. The place where they were going to hold the contest had a fire, so they... Her eyebrows shoot up. The Grand Ole Opry burned down? It was only a small fire, but they postponed the contest. She's waiting around until they reschedule it. I'm turning into a full-fledged pathological liar.
Oh, boy. It sounds like Toby is getting in deeper and deeper with this lie about his mom. I know Miss Murdy May isn't one to be fooled, either. She always knows what's going on. Let's continue in the middle of page 97, where Toby says, Miss Murdy May lowers her eyebrows.
Miss Murdy May lowers her eyebrows and frowns. I study the rug covering her wood floor. That a fact? She asks. Hold on, I'll be right back. She walks into the kitchen, and I wonder if she's calling Dad to check if I'm telling the truth. But a moment later, she returns with a pan covered with aluminum foil. Would you mind taking this German chocolate cake over to Mr. Beaver's place? He mentioned a fondness for chocolate. I leave with the pan, wondering how I'll manage to get it and the lawnmower home without dropping it. I also wonder how much daylight is left before my plans to see Scarlet sink fast below the horizon. As soon as I clean up, I'm going straight to Scarlet's. Mr. Zachary Beaver will have to wait for his cake.